This is 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge and WRKF.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. It's Friday, time for some insight. There have been more laughs around the Capitol this week than some. The 63rd annual Gridiron Show is on at the American Legion tonight and Saturday night. Capitol Access reporter and one of our regular analysts, Sue Lincoln, is here to talk about it, along with Jeremy White, publisher of The Red Shtick. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Amy.
Both of you are performing in Gridiron this weekend. Every year around this time, with lawmakers just back in Baton Rouge for the legislative session, the Capitol Press Corps makes fun of state politicians and themselves with a bit of song and dance. It's always good to start out the session on a high note. Literally, in this case.
Yeah, there are a few high notes in the show. Hopefully, we can hit them.
They pay me to talk, not to sing. Mm-hmm. They tolerate me singing in Gridiron.
So one of the traditions with Gridiron is that state officials show up and are part mm-hmm. of the audience and have to sort of be there for the joke. And, of course, mm-hmm. the governor is often a prime target.
That's true. And not every governor is in love with the idea of being lampooned by mm-hmm. the press corps. Edwin Edwards, of course, is a very good sport.
Oh, absolutely.
Mike Foster was a good sport.
Kathleen Blanco.
The best.
Yeah.
And it wasn't as much her, though she laughed with everybody. It was her husband, Coach Blanco.
Coach Blanco was boisterous in his laughter.
He would laugh louder than anybody else. And you could see Governor Blanco start to get a little quiver in her lip because something hit too close to home. Mm-hmm. And Coach would come out with a belly laugh, mm-hmm. and that was it. She
yeah.
was laughing with everybody yeah. else.
So what makes for the funniest Gridiron fodder?
It depends. It varies from year to year. Sometimes it's
sex.
A song.
Okay. Sex. I'll say it right there. Sex. Anything. David Vitter, hookers, boom. That's comedy gold right there.
But another thing that makes it funny are the sight gags.
There is
one recurring sight gag that involves the advocate writer Smiley Anders.
Oh,
for those
goodness.
Who have not ever seen Smiley, let's just describe him as a butterball turkey with a head of curly hair. He is
and a funny little voice. He's got a funny little voice. He's played some interesting parts. There was one skit when Governor Jindal,
he was not the governor quite yet,
he was a congressman still, basically almost delivered his own child because the last child came so quickly and it was in the middle of the night. So here's Supriya on the table giving birth and out comes Smiley Anders.
In a diaper and nothing else.
Some way, somehow, if you come to Gridiron, more than likely you will see Smiley Anders without a shirt on.
Yes, and Smiley is in the show this year, so
yeah,
those who
yeah.
are...
And he plays a character that I know is going to be hilarious. It's going to be good.
Another recurrent fuel for our skits is LSU head coach Les Miles.
Mm-hmm.
You can't escape
you can't.
The funny things he says. And it's not so much that he says funny things, it's that he says things funny.
Right. He's our Yogi Berra.
He is. He's quite the character. And he's known for having very entertaining press conferences.
Oh, yeah.
Additionally, it gives everybody a brief break in the show from the intense political jokes.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to say, the year Chuck played the LSU fan
mm-hmm.
after Nick Saban
mm-hmm.
had signed on as coach of Alabama.
Chuck Burden, yeah.
It absolutely brought the house down. And the song he sang was to the tune of Tomorrow from Annie.
I just remember the line, you son of a blank. Nick Saban.
So who else is in the show this year?
We take on all the standards, the governor. We take on the lieutenant governor.
Mm-hmm.
We go after Bessie and John White, the state superintendent.
St. George, Dee Dee Slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
A few people that you may not be familiar with, like on the bond commission or the levy board and all that good stuff.
Every statewide elected official gets
yeah.
their fair share.
Yeah.
This is a show that takes no prisoners.
That's pretty much it. We are equal opportunity offenders, and we do our best to offend everyone.
It takes no prisoners, only because Edwin Edwards is out of jail.
So I take it there's an Edwards skit or two in this one.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. How can we not? I mean, come on. The man refuses to leave the news.
So, Jeremy, you, of course, do satire for as your day job with the Red Shtick, but Sue, you do not.
Oh, far from it. Well,
so what does doing Gridiron do to your reporting then when you return to the Capitol the next Monday, having displayed your theatrical talents and also lobbed any number of jokes at the people who you have to ask important questions to?
They're usually very congratulatory. Tell us that, or tell me and other reporters that have been involved in Gridiron, that they absolutely loved the show. But during the course of rehearsals for Gridiron, and even during the course of writing the skit, it's hard not to feel that creeping cynicism. You tend to look askance at everything, and you do tend to start jotting down little notes about, oh, we can use this next year at Gridiron.
Yeah.
We've got Smiley Anders is in the show.
Oh, yeah,
perennially.
Smiley Anders. Right.
You guys are in the show.
Right.
Who else?
Melinda DeLotte, who is a commentator for you.
Matt Casper, who used to work at Channel 9 years ago. And
and you.
Yes.
Oh, geez, I'm in the show?
Yes.
Well, Sue Lincoln, Jeremy White, I guess I'll see you both for Curtain Call.
Absolutely.
That's it. You'll see me there.
Doors open at 6:30 and the show starts at 7:30. There are still tickets for Gridiron at the American Legion on Saturday night. For reservations, you can email gridironshowbr@yahoo.com or call 225-337-1169. I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 WRKF.